Does this all make the season feel just a little bit closer to you?
It does. I'm so excited. I'm getting a little antsy. So, yeah, just season's coming up, and I'm excited. So,
what are your thoughts about being in a 16-team Big 12 right now?
Yeah, I love it. More competition. I know we're not going to play all 16 teams, but with the playoffs, has more teams to play. So,
yeah. Does the advent of the playoff bring a different edge to the season for you?
Yeah, I think it does. It just makes it more competitive. Everyone's going to be wanting to make the playoffs, so everyone's going to want to win just like usual. But I think, yeah, it definitely does.
How much attention do you pay to preseason prognostications? And what's your assessment of where the media think BYU will be in 2024?
I try to stay off of that. I know that people probably have us lower than what, of course, we want to be at. But, I mean, we know what we're going to do. We've been working really hard this offseason. The team's been super close, a lot closer than last year, I'd say. Leaders are stepping up. I think it'll help a lot.
What do you think or hope the team will do in 2024?
Just win. Last year, I mean, it didn't go the way we wanted it to as much, but still, we're really close. We were really close last year. We lost some games just by a little bit and just a couple things we needed to fix, and I think this year will be the year to do that. So,
what are the primary lessons you take from last year, particularly the way the season finished on that five-game slide?
I'd say just finish our games strong. We all need to work more as a team. I think us being closer as a team this year will help a lot with just on-field communication.
Last year also showed, I think, probably, that you can't take anything for granted. At 5-2, you know, you're that one win away from a bowl game that never actually happened. So, I mean, in some ways, that's pretty instructive, too. That next win is never guaranteed.
Yeah. You just never know. It's college football. Never know. There's always a good team one year, and then the next year they might be at the bottom. So I think that's why I'm excited, because we weren't as good as we were last year, but it's college football. You never know.
You had one year under Jay Hill as defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. How would you say the team reacted defensively to the first year of the scheme, and what might you anticipate in year two that might be an improvement from year one under Coach Hill?
Everyone's a lot more I think we understand the defense a lot more. Everyone's been meeting together as position groups with the leaders, just stepping up, watching film. Everyone's on the field, just getting better at football. I think just like throughout the whole year, our scheme and the understanding of the scheme will be a lot better. So.
Okay. What do you foresee for yourself in this scheme in year two?
Just more comfortable to jump things. I'm ready when things come, just my alignment's going to be better, my pad level. I think I can just play a lot faster. So,
who can we expect to see in the secondary alongside you this year making plays?
I think everyone, honestly, especially in the corner room. We got Mark Collins, new transfer. We got Maury Bamba. We got Jaden Dunlap. I could literally name every single person in the corner room. I think everyone's going to get some good playing time. We got Jonathan, new freshman. He's going to get some playing time. Of course, in the back, we got Tommy. He's another freshman.
Okay.
Really good free safety. We got, Talon Alfrey. We got Micah Harper. We got Ethan Slade. Just I could really name everyone. Everyone's stepped it up a lot. So.
Okay, so you've just named a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. Does that make this maybe the deepest secondary you've seen as a BYU player?
I'd say yeah, especially with the young guys coming in. A lot of the times they might not be ready, but these young guys that came in are really experienced.
Feelings about the front seven?
We've been good. I know we got a few players, especially Batty. Of course, we got Batty up there. We got Isaiah Banya, Logan Latui. So we're really good up front. And then our linebackers, Jack Kelly, he's a dog, really fast, athletic.
He's getting a lot of pub here, and he's new to BYU, but he's getting a lot of pub.
Yeah, very athletic. Ben Bywater is coming off his shoulder, but, we've seen him for the past
three
years. Yeah, he's Ben. So he's going to come out, make plays, come lead the team, lead the defense. So, I think just everyone, I could really name everyone on the team. Everyone stepped it up a lot, and people will be really excited.
So. Okay, having Utah on a conference schedule now, what does that mean to you?
I've been excited for that too. I grew up watching the BYU-Utah rivalry, so just crazy that we get to play them again. We beat them the last time, and just excited for the rivalry. It's always fun. It's going to be at Utah this time, so be a little bit different than our home game. So, yeah, I'm just excited.
Okay, last thing for you, Jacob. What do you think you and BYU learn most about what it takes to compete and win in the Big 12 that will help you in year two?
Yeah, like I said, just consistency. This offseason was super important for us. I think it was just good to get together and just realize what we got to work on. And yeah, a lot of that is consistency and just making sure us as players are closer. Because, like, if you're not close to your guys next to you, it doesn't really matter.
All right, Jacob, always good talking to you. Good luck this season.
Yeah, thank you.